Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem, Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
While it's not as concrete as one of the four laws of thermodynamics, there is a rule of thumb that's almost as sure. If it comes from California, it's bad for America. 2 weeks ago, we talked about NIFLA versus Becerra, a U.S. Supreme Court case challenging California's law requiring pro-life pregnancy centers to advertise free and low-cost abortions. Today, we'll talk about an ominous trend that started in Silicon Valley and is meant to stifle conservative speech. It began as a rumor. Conservative websites similar to the Montana Family Foundation's were seeing reduced traffic, fewer hits, and fewer page views. Conservative websites that used to trend near the top on Google, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube were suddenly trending far lower. It wasn't just on one platform, it was happening on all of the major platforms in what appeared to be a coordinated attack. Messages started appearing that said the content of a given website was in violation of a certain platform's social policy. YouTube began demonetizing conservative content creators and putting their videos into a limited state where they aren't banned altogether, but cannot be embedded on other websites and cannot easily be published on social media using the usual share buttons, and users cannot comment on them. In effect, it's a passive-aggressive form of censorship, and it's getting worse. While it's true that these are private companies and they should not have to promote content they deem offensive, it's also true that these companies are so large that they've begun to resemble monopolies, and their sites have become, in a very real sense, a public square. The problem, conservatives say, is not so much the outright banning of content. That should result in the creation of other platforms that allow conservative content if the free market works as it should. The real problems are deceptive practices such as shadow banning or ghost banning, where a company secretly introduces an algorithm that blocks conservative content creators from reaching their desired audience. In this case, an organization or creator is banned without even knowing they're banned. As large companies become more socially active, more partisan, and more aggressive, they're also coming under greater scrutiny. Facebook recently came under withering fire for allowing the personal content of its users to be data mined not only for commercial purposes, but also for political gain. As conservatives find themselves increasingly squeezed into what amounts to virtual ghettos, a movement has emerged for an Internet Bill of Rights, similar to the Bill of Rights in the U.S. Constitution. It would guarantee the free flow of ideas across the Internet and ban censorship based on religious views, political views, economic views, or social views. The issue has even reached the White House, and there's currently a petition at whitehouse.gov to give voice to the movement to pass an Internet Bill of Rights. You can add your name by going to petitions.whitehouse.gov. The free flow of ideas is crucial to the long-term health and welfare of the United States. As Ben Franklin once said, without freedom of thought, there can be no such thing as wisdom and no such thing as public liberty without freedom of speech. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.